a pretty little howdy holly. Hooligan, she's the kind to make you giggle. Hooligan, she will surely make you giggle. Hooligan, well, they're not little lummy yummy Sunday. Won't try to make a hop a holly, girlie of mine, girlie of mine. All the time I'm dreaming of her, a hop a holly hooligan.
Time you like, and pedal your blues. it is difficult to be judged, that to be reviewed. As a teenager, I remember one casting director who later became a producer. I was in the middle of doing a reading for her, and she stopped me and she said, "Listen, you are not pretty enough to be an actress. You have to find something else that you want to do." Question. Yeah.
Welcome, you're listening to Wake Up Sleepyhead with me, your host, DJ Marky Marco. Last week I was out, although I did have an amazing substitute, Mona. Thank you for filling in and keeping the people happy. I'm sure she played some great music, but I'm going to play some other great music this week. So we're back to the morning groove, waking people up with a couple dance grooves in the morning, because that's what we do here on Wake Up Sleepyhead. First song we heard was from Mr. DJ Shadow, from his, I guess, seminal first record, Introducing. The song was called What Does Your Soul Look Like, Part 4. A little bit of it was a lull kind of a tune to kind of get you out, you know. It's not like crazy dancey as sometimes we do, but never too crazy. After that we heard from this guy who has the most funny name as a DJ. He's called DJ Boring. The song was called Winona, and I assume it has snippets of Winona Ryder, and the actress, and her talking about her experience as a youthful actress and how people discredited her because she wasn't pretty enough. But nonetheless, she's very successful. So there you go. A little morning motivation for you. Great tune. I highly recommend you look it up on your closest personal streaming device or service. The song's called Winona by DJ Boring. And below my voice, that little pep you hear is from The Avalanches, an Australian group that just kind of puts together sound collages. I guess that's the best way I can put it. And they took about a 14-year break between the only two albums that they have, and this happens to be on the latter of the two, right? The former and the latter, so the latter. And beyond that, we got some interesting takes this week. You know, it's going through, usually try and put together a thematic kind of a show, at least thematic in my head. If I were to explain it to you, I don't know if it would come across, but hopefully you can hear it between the themes and the soundscapes that the songs provide. But as I was going through, the songs that I was choosing were kind of a little bit more in a spatial realm, if you will. It's a mystical morning. I was riding my bike this morning, and it was definitely cold. You know, I remember in October, it was beautiful. The sun was falling. Now it's like the sun hasn't yet risen yet, so it's a little dim, but it's bright enough. And it was cold, and my ears were cold because now hats, you know, are trendy. So they don't actually provide any function. They just look nice. So the hats that I thought looked nice, but I thought provided a function, I bought, and now I realize that they don't cover my entire head. So the top of my head was okay, but the bottom of my ears were cold because of, you know, this trendy 2018 we live in that doesn't function. It just looks okay. But I did have nice gloves, or okay gloves, so it was a little warm, but I realized my back tire was a little flat, and I was like, you know, this is appropriate. This is winter, you know, it's a little bit of a harsh reality. It's a little hard, but nonetheless, we just got to get prepared, right? You just wake up, put one shoe on at a time, you know, and do your thing. So nonetheless, I'm rambling. We can get to the music. I can get rid of this loop under my voice, because I know you guys are sick of it. And we can get to the rest of the music. I'll try and talk less. Or if I think of something profound, maybe I'll talk more. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is your host, that guy playing that show with the music. So enjoy. Yeah.
Inside it is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Tufts Freeform Radio. WMFO, Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
Wake up, sleepyhead, DJ Marky Marco. That's the deal right now. How are you doing? How is your day? How has your week been? How is everything? I hope it's well. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful time. It's always a great time, you know? So hope you're doing well. Hope you're doing good. Hope you've had your morning. Oh, there's a train. I don't know if you guys hear that, but there's a train right outside the studio, and it just went by. Some people commuting to work, some people traveling to meet their family, some people traveling for the sake of traveling. You know, trains are funny things. People do a lot of They have a lot of purposes. You know, it's funny because I feel like in Europe, trains are way more used because they connect you to so many different types of cultures, right? It's like each state is pretty much another country with a totally different thing going on. So I don't know. Interesting thought. How are you doing though? Really? I hope it's well. Have a glass of water, some OJ. Take a second and breathe for a little bit. Nowadays, I think people forget to breathe from time to time. It's a very, you know, with whatever is going on, it seems like people are more up in arms about whatever it is that they have to be up in arms about nowadays than they have been in the past. Everybody has a reason to be mad, but why not have a reason to be happy? You know, you're doing your thing. You're listening to good music. I think this is good music. You're opening your eyes. You're thinking. That's good enough, isn't it? Come on, guys. So I hope you've been enjoying the show. Again, it's been kind of like that spacey atmosphere as I described earlier in the show. And actually, this song, Beneath My Voice Right Now, has kind of been the one that's been curating a bit. When I heard it, I was like, this is the song that I want. And then from there on, I was choosing songs that were sort of in the same breath. And this song's really funny because the title of it is called Utopia, Ohio. And I don't know if there is a place called Utopia, Ohio. Let's take a second and look it up. But I thought that there is a place called Utopia, Ohio. It is an unincorporated community in the far southern Franklin Township. So there you go. Now you know. And supposedly it's a ghost town. But it's funny because, not to rag on Ohio a bit, but you know, it's kind of got this gray stereotype about it. So it's funny that there's a place called Utopia, Ohio, where everything is blissful and perfect. And this song kind of has that dreamlike vibe to it, which I really enjoy and I appreciate. So I'm playing it for you that, you know, hopefully you were having a nice dream and now you're waking up early in the morning listening to some music, and maybe that dream still goes on. You know, dreams are just a reflection of reality. So realistically, if you really think about it, what's the difference between a dream and reality? In a dream, you might just get what you want, but, or you might be in some, you know, magical land, but it's just what you know in real life. So, you know, whatever the dream is, you can make it real. It exists somewhere. So don't forget that. You know what I mean? All right. Enough talking, enough yammering. We'll get back to the show. This is Cornel Kovex with Utopia, Ohio. Before that, we listened to Atmospheric from Metro Area, but actually I'm looking at it now and it's called Atmosfreak. Isn't that funny? Like freak, except P-H-R-I-Q-U-E, from this group Metro Area. And they've been on my playlists recently just with like the craziest, kookiest tunes, and supposedly they're from like the 90s, making like New York City club hits, but in like an off-kilter way, which is just awesome. And before that we heard Cruel Mistress from Cruel P, the Hot Toddy Retro remix, and that one was a very fun one, so I recommend you finding that and finding all the music that we play, all the DJs here at spinitron.com/WMFO. This is Wake Up Sleepyhead. This is me saying words, and below is Utopia, Ohio from Cornel Kovex. Enjoy.
what you're doing.